With both sides of the aisle accusing the other of not being willing to work together, the assembly on Monday night rejected a budget package offered by the governor on a 44-53 vote. Minority Leader Jim Cruiser.
We should be embarrassed we're here today like this, but your side should be ashamed to not be able to compromise by this point in time and work together.
Assembly Speaker Mike Hipp said Republicans can't support the plan because of tax hikes.
How long will it take before you realize we will not vote for a budget that increases taxes $1.2 billion on the people of the state of Wisconsin?
State Representative Dean Crawford says Democrats and the governor need to stop playing political gotcha with the state budget.
The finger pointing, the name calling, because I'm here to tell you, I've been here a while now, and the folks back home, they're getting tired. And they're starting to say, you guys. They're not saying the governor, they're not saying Republicans, they're not saying Democrats, they're saying you guys.
Democrats argue that the governor has shown he's willing to compromise on the budget, but Assembly Majority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald accused Doyle of not taking budget talks at the mansion seriously.
We went out to the mansion. We saw the governor for 1 hour. 1 hour when he gave his press conference that he was going to step in and be the adult and solve the budget. 1 hour. We were out there 5 straight days.
The state budget is now 108 days overdue. Democrat Marlon Schneider was among several lawmakers arguing that delaying further action will hurt the people of Wisconsin.
Without a budget, I'm here to tell you that there are people who are going to die. Literally. They're going to be transferred out of assisted living. They have Alzheimer's. They're going to be moved into nursing homes. They're going to be bounced back and forth. It's going to kill them. Literally.
In a statement, Governor Doyle blamed extreme elements of the Republican Assembly for the failed vote. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.